This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Community leaders in Macomb say they're committed to diversity. About a dozen of them gathered at City Hall to sign a resolution that states the community is dedicated to being welcoming and inclusive and is opposed to hatred and prejudice. Afterward, Tri-State's Public Radio talked to Mayor Mike Inman and Byron Odin Shabazz, who is president of the NAACP branch in McDonough County. Odin Shabazz is the first person speaking in this conversation.
Well, I think on the heels of what happened last year, which was very unfortunate, I think these are opportunities for us to show that our city is inclusive and we're working. Not that there weren't problems, nobody ever denied that, but I think what we talked about is bigger solutions. And let our solutions be bigger than the problems, right? And this was a way, again, to show that we are looking at inclusion and how do we move forward. We can't change what the past brings, but we have a great influence on what the possibilities of the future are.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's an opportune time to, it's the beginning of a new year, beginning of a new decade. It's time to reaffirm where we are at and where we need to be at as a community, as being inclusive, diverse, and welcoming for everyone.
So this is a piece of paper. How do you turn that into actual action?
Well, we've begun some of that work through a series of collaborations with Byron sits on a committee that we formed last summer involving the university, local NAACP, community leaders, law enforcement, and we've had a series of dialogues in the community that we've helped support. There have been other dialogues taking place independent of this, and that's the spark that we need in the community to make what we said here in words become action in the community. I'm convinced that we're capable of that, and I'm convinced that we have people that are partnering with us to get that done.
Well, as you stated, it's that inclusion and that conversation. As you know, we held a series of community conversations, and we have an idea of what the community wants. And our jobs and our position is to find out what the people want and to execute that. And we have a series of things that are coming about. One of the things that came from that is we'll be hosting the state convention for the NAACP here in Macomb. We have a few other actions that we'll be announcing soon. But the idea is, how do we do the will, quote-unquote, of the people, to try to help get things done, to be inclusive, to be voices and conscious of things that they may not come out, so to speak, verbally, but they let us know indirectly or directly, and to actually do something about that. And that's what we're sitting down, and that's what this committee is about, is to bring people together and find out where they are in their spaces, because everything counts, everything from the business people to school teachers to the mayor, everybody counts, and that's what we're trying to accomplish. How do we make everybody's voices heard and accounted for, right? And that accountability is really where the change comes from, and that's what this paper's about. Yes, we put it on a document, but we're putting foot-to-ground action. And again, you can't please everybody, and it doesn't mean you'll get it all exactly right, but I think the bigger thing here is that we take action and at least get moving. And it's easier to slow down or to wait on some people, but it's got to keep moving, and that's what we're about, taking action to keep us moving, and that's what this paper means.
What's next?
Well, as Byron just said, there's many an opportunity here. We have folks that are already actively working in the community to move this dialogue forward. What we said all along, that this wasn't going to be a one-and-done attempt to write things in the community or say, hey, we're there. We're not. We're like so many other communities across this country. We're struggling with issues related to race and inclusivity. And what we have said here today is that we recognize that. We've done some work in the last year, but our work continues, and it will continue. It has to be sustained for a long time, if not forever.
So do you feel the community is making progress?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, again, let me be very clear. There's a lot of work left to do. But the major thing is instead of standing back, doing nothing, we're diligently working to bring about that change. Is that going to make everybody happy? Probably not. But is it going to make some people happy and bring about change? And we've seen that change, and slowly we're getting there. You know, and the goal is out in front of us. It's not next to us. It's out in front of us, and we're reaching for that. And in that, as long again, it's back to that forward motion, reaching and driving and communicating, trying to reach that common goal.
Byron Odin Shabazz is president of the NAACP branch in McDonough County. He was joined by Macomb Mayor Mike Inman in talking about a resolution that they say reinforces the community's and the county's commitment to inclusion and diversity. Nearly a dozen community leaders signed the document during a ceremony at Macomb City Hall. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.